You are Locked On Raiders, your daily Oakland Raiders podcast. Just part win. Of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your just team win. Every day.
Just win. Just win.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
All right, Raider Nation, here we are, Thursday, July 18th, 2019. Welcome into another episode of the Locked On Raiders podcast. Your boy Q, you can always find me on Twitter, at your boy Q254. Any subject that we talk about, anything that we have going on in the podcast, anything that you see that's on your mind and you want to call in and speak on it, you can do that. Locked On Raider podcast, voicemail line 707-654-4693. That's 707-654-4693. Coming up on today's show, got some really good calls straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. Segment number three and segment number two, I'm going to hit those up. I only have a couple calls in segment number three because they're a little bit lengthier, but really, really some good stuff. So I saved those for segment number three, and then I have some more calls that I want to play in segment number two that are a little bit shorter. So again, the couple long calls that I have are going to be in segment number three. The shorter calls will be in segment number two. And then here in segment number one, kind of give you a little bit of news and notes, things that I wanted to speak on. I told you on a Wednesday's episode that I wanted to speak on the head coaching rankings. Elliot Harrison from NFL Network or NFL.com, he put out on NFL.com, as a matter of fact, his 32 coaches rankings. So we'll get into that in just a few minutes. First, I want to tell you about the four teams that opened training camp on Wednesday. That's right, four teams actually opened NFL training camps on Wednesday. It's pretty stinking cool. The Broncos, the Ravens, the Cardinals, and the Seattle Seahawks. Now, we know the Raiders, they won't be in training camp until next week. The 23rd is when the rookies report, and then the veterans, they report on the 26th. And so far, Denver, they'll have their first practice on Thursday. They're the first team to have all their players in-house because they got that Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio on August 1st. And that, if you're an NFL person and you've never been to Canton, Ohio, you've never been to the Hall of Fame, I'll tell you right now, you need to go do that. I was able to go to the Hall of Fame when LaDainian Tomlinson was put in there because we cover him from being in PN Central Texas. Him being from the local area, we were able to cover him. So we went to Canton, Ohio. And I'm telling you, man, just seeing all that greatness there at the NFL Hall of Fame, it's a must-go. So if you ever get an opportunity to go there and you want to talk about a lot of Raider representation at the NFL Hall of Fame, you definitely got to make that. Put that on one of your bucket lists. If you're going to go for a summer trip or take the fam out or whatever, it's all good. Go to Canton, Ohio for the Hall of Fame. And if you end up going to the game, that's cool. But the game doesn't really mean all that much. You know, that first preseason game, there's not a lot of activities. But if you ever get an opportunity to get out to the NFL Hall of Fame, you must do that. You will not be disappointed. Trust me. Just trust me, you won't. The players are always in a good mood because they're all wearing their gold jackets. And again, man, it's just seeing all that greatness in one area. All the guys that have come through the NFL and played in the NFL, to see that it's just such a small handful of guys that are actually in the Hall of Fame that have the gold jacket, that have the bust, it's amazing. So again, if you have that opportunity, definitely go check that out. Another quick piece of news before I get into the head coaching ranking. Josh Jacobs, running back Josh Jacobs, he's doing some kind of business adventure with Peyton Manning and some company called RageGen. I think it's RageGen, R-A-D-E-G-E-N. So RageGen, I don't know, whatever. That's the name of it. And the business is unknown. Nobody really knows what it is. They just know that Josh Jacobs and Peyton Manning are working together. I know that there was an opportunity for Josh Jacobs to do a movie. That's something he talked about really early on after he joined the Raiders, well before his contract got signed. And he kind of said, he alluded to the fact that he wasn't going to do it because the story wasn't done being written yet. So I don't know. Maybe this has something to do with that movie. We know Peyton Manning is a guy that is, he enjoys, not, I don't want to say the spotlight, but he enjoys, you know, doing SNL skits. He's on TV a lot with commercials. A lot of teams have been trying to get him to be in the front office for them. A lot of ESPN and Fox Sports and CBS have wanted him to come into the booth and be a color commentator like Tony Romo. But you just know that Peyton Manning's kind of always involved in something. So Josh Jacobs and Peyton Manning have teamed up for something. And I couldn't tell you what that something is, but you can keep an eye out. And if you hear about it, then you'll say, oh, that's right. That's what Q was talking about. That's the Josh Jacobs and Peyton Manning collabo that they're doing. But yes, Josh Jacobs, Peyton Manning, and some company called Raid Gen. I don't even know how to say it. I don't even know what the company is. And that's really all I got on that. Now, to what I really wanted to talk about, which was the head coaching ranking and where Elliot Harrison, where he had all the NFL coaches ranked. And I said on Wednesday's episode that John Gruden was ranked at number 15, which is pretty good since there's 32 head coaches in the league and you're coming off a 4-12 season, right? So I thought that that was pretty good. I'm not going to go through every detail on why these coaches are ranked where they need to be ranked, but I will go through them kind of quickly. Obviously, I'm going to speak on John Gruden real quick. And matter of fact, I'll do that one first. How about we just go straight to John Gruden? He's ranked number 15. Out of 32 from Elliot Harrison, his article that he had on NFL.com. And this is what Elliot had to say about Gruden and his ranking at 15. Gruden presents a problem, at least when it comes to comparing him to his peers. He's one of only 7 head coaches in the game today who have led a team to a Super Bowl win. So soak that in real quick. He's one of only 7 head coaches in the game today who have led a team to a Super Bowl win. Besides hoisting a Lombardi trophy while in Tampa Bay, Gruden also took the Raiders to the brink in 2000, and he got a raw deal in 2001 thanks to that stupid tuck rule. Before last season, he didn't coach since 2008. His run with the Bucks post-Super Bowl was mediocre. He shipped out star players and cut ties with front office executives he didn't want in Oakland last year. The Raiders managed just 4 wins. That's why 2019 should be the tell on what kind of coach he's going to be moving forward. New GM Mike Mayock helped Gruden begin to rebuild the roster after stockpiling picks, providing an infusion of talent that should at least make this team more competitive. Given the strength of the division rival Chargers and Chiefs, leading Oakland to the playoffs should be a ringing endorsement for the coach. So that was his description right there, and I don't think that he's really too far off. We see a lot of these rankings, we see a lot of these lists, and you know why we see them, and you know why they come out annually around this time? Because there's nothing else going on. There's no other sport activity as far as NFL goes. It goes on until training camp. Then all of a sudden, there's storylines, there's injuries, there's all kind of things that are going on. Players getting cut, players getting signed, players getting suspended. Stuff like that goes on during training camp, not really right now. So this is why you see all these lists, but to have John Gruden come in after going 4-12 his first season back on the sideline is not bad. I mean, I think at some point, if he goes and has a good season in 2019, that will definitely raise from 15 to probably top 10. But I think that the points that Elliot makes in this article are pretty stinking good. Now, I'm not going to read every paragraph on each coach, but I'll tell you who he has in front of him really quickly. The Bears, Matt Nagy, number 14. It's really easy to have a really good offense and a really good team when you have a defense as good as the Bears. So Matt Nagy, he was pretty creative. This will be a big season for him because of Mitchell Trubisky. Can Mitchell Trubisky take that next step forward? We'll have to see. That'll be very interesting to me. Ron Rivera of the Panthers, he's ranked number 13. Now, you know, the Panthers were just in the Super Bowl not too long ago, so you can't really get mad at that. I don't think that he's been doing that great the last few seasons, but then again, Cam Newton's been injured. So if you don't have a healthy Cam Newton, who just a few years ago when they were in Super Bowl 50 was the league MVP, had a very strong defense, had a really good team, ultimately lost to the Broncos, but still had a really good team. So he's ranked 13. Frank Reich with the Colts, he's ranked 12th. He even wrote on this one, and I'll read this one. He said, this might be a wee bit high for Reich. He's been a head coach for one season. Reich was able to accomplish a lot last year, transforming the Colts from a rudderless team to a stout 10-6 outfit. It was nothing short of remarkable. And then remember, Andrew Luck hasn't thrown a meaningful pass in more than a year and a half prior to last season. So he goes on and on after that. So I guess if you realize the season that he had in 2018, going 10-6 after 1 year as a head coach, you got to give him that credit. You say, okay, that's fine. Number 11 was Dan Quinn. I kind of am on the fence with this one. I think Dan Quinn's a better defensive coordinator than he is a head coach. You remember that they lost the Super Bowl when all they had to do was run the ball. And I'm sorry, I know he's not the offensive coordinator, but if you're the head coach and you're beating the Patriots in the Super Bowl, you know what you go down and tell your offensive coordinator? Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. Oh, by the way, dummy, run the ball some more. So I kind of question number 11, but that's fine. Whatever, it's number 11. Number 10, Mike Zimmer, Vikings. That's a pretty good ranking right there. He's a very defensive-minded guy. He has a very strong defensive team. What kind of move are they going to make in 2019 with Kirk Cousins? He's going to the second year of his 3-year deal. That's going to be interesting to me because They gave him a ton of money to take that team to the next level, but he wasn't able to do that. He didn't even make the playoffs in 2018. So ranking him number 10 is kind of high for a team that didn't make the playoffs, but I do know Mike Zimmer is a really good head coach. Number 9, Mike Tomlin with the Steelers. He's been there for a while. That's fine. Anthony Lynn with the Chargers at number 8. He's really helped turn that team around. He looked like he was going to be a bad head coach at first, but he really kind of turned things around. So I'll give Anthony Lynn that credit. Number 7, John Harbaugh with the Ravens. Consistency. He's been in the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl not too long ago. I was actually surprised when his job was on the hot seat in 2018, or when they said that they were going to mutually split ways. I thought, serious? John Harbaugh? But anyway, that's John Harbaugh at number 7. That's fine. Sean McVay, who just came out of the Super Bowl last year, ultimately lost to the Patriots, but was just in the Super Bowl. He comes in at number 6. And that's interesting because every team in the league, not every team, but teams that go to replace their coach all of a sudden, they're all looking for the next Sean McVay. And to find him at number 6 was kind of a shock until you see the people that are above him. And then you realize, like, okay, you know what? 6 is fair enough. Doug Peterson just won a Super Bowl a couple seasons ago. He's at number 5. They're going to have a really good team this year in 2019. They'll probably be battling with the Cowboys down the stretch to be the NFC East champions, and then who knows what happens when you get to the playoffs. But coming off that Super Bowl win when he wasn't even the head coach that they wanted, Doug Peterson, they basically settled for Doug Peterson. And what did he do? I don't know, nothing. Just took him to the Super Bowl. Oh, lost their MVP candidate quarterback on the way. Let a guy come in off the bench and lead him to the Super Bowl and win the MVP. So, yeah, he's in at number 5. I'm okay with that. Doesn't have the consistency yet, but he does have the Super Bowl victory. Andy Reid, division rival Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, in at number 4. He's got longevity. He was offsides away from going to the Super Bowl. I know someone right now is going to get mad at me because I'm giving him props and he's a Chief. Someone's going to hit me up and, you're a Chiefs fan. No, I'm not, dummy. But it's just what it is. It is what it is. He's a really good head coach. Hasn't been able to figure it out. When he took the Philadelphia Eagles to the Super Bowl, they ultimately lost. Hasn't been able to get the Chiefs to the Super Bowl. Got him right there on the door of the Super Bowl. But again, one offsides away from playing in that Super Bowl. So he's a good head coach. He's a smart offensive mind. He has Patrick Mahomes, and he really set him up for success. He's a hell of a head coach. So he's in at number 4. Sean Payton, number 3. I think that's really a no-brainer. Number 2, Pete Carroll, the Seahawks. I like that. I think he's the oldest coach in the league. He's the oldest coach in the league, and he's got the most energy. If he ain't the oldest, he's the second to oldest, only to the guy who's number 1. But Pete Carroll, his energy is awesome. I love his energy. The way he just up and down that sideline, chewing the hell out of that gum, rah, rah, rah. And look, rah, rah, rah don't always win, but Pete Carroll's been finding a way to get things done. I thought they were going to have a really down season in 2018, and they all of a sudden turned it around and looked really, really competitive. Let's see what they do in 2019. And of course, number 1, Bill Belichick of the Patriots. Come on. I'm not trying to defend the Patriots. Don't like the Patriots. You know that. But at the same time, you can't take away from what they've done. And so Bill Belichick comes in at number 1. No-brainer as far as I'm concerned. Now, you probably want to know, and this is becoming a longer segment than I thought it was going to be, but you probably want to know who the other coaches, where they rank. Bruce Arians, just hired by the Buccaneers. He came in at 16. Jason Garrett of the Cowboys, 17. Doug Marrone of the Jaguars, 18. Bill O'Brien of the Texans came in at 19. Mike Vrabel, I was kind of surprised by that, came in at 20 for the Titans. Sean McDermott of the Bills came in at 21. John's brother Jay Gruden of the Redskins, he came in at 22. Kyle Shanahan, a guy that gets a lot of love and a lot of praise, and has a very, very high-priced quarterback. He came in at number 23. That was I kind of scratched my head a little bit because he always gets a lot of praise. He came in at number 23, but again, he's unproven. Matt Patricia of the Lions is number 24. I think the jury's still out on him. Number 25 is Adam Gase of the Jets. I probably would have put him last. Pat Shurmur of the Giants, just kidding, 26. I probably would have put him last. Both New York teams are 25 and 26, respectfully. And then the guys that no results because they're first-time head coaches or brand-new head coaches, Vic Fangio with the Broncos. That makes sense. He's been in the league a long time, and he has not had a chance to be a head coach. Brian Flores of the Dolphins, Cliff Kingsbury of the Cardinals, Freddie Kitchens of the Browns, Matt LaFleur of the Packers. I got big questions around him, but we'll see what he does. And then and Zach Taylor of the Bengals. So that kind of rounds it out. But thought it was interesting where John Gruden was ranked. Thought it's interesting that he has an opportunity to raise that ranking if he can have a really good season now that he got some more talent, he's got some more pieces in place. So found that to be a kind of cool story in a season or a time when everything is a list, everything is a ranking, everything is something put to paper because, well, you got to fill some time. And I'm not trying to fill time on the podcast. I actually always go over time on the podcast, but I did find that one pretty interesting from Elliot Harrison. Coming up in segment number 2, I got your call straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. This is the Locked On Raiders podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Raider Nation, here we are, segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast on this Thursday, July 18th, 2019. Your boy Q here going to take some calls straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Let's get things started. Raider Al in Georgia, he's calling up first to talk about Rodney Hudson and gives his thoughts on how Gruden may really feel about him. It's a good call right here from Raider Al in Georgia.
Q, what's going on, my brother? Raider Al from Georgia. What's up, Raider Nation? We missed the pod yesterday, brother. But we all understand you also have a job to do. Anyway, I want to touch on Rodney Hudson, I mean our center. Okay, I always thought privately that Gruden was trying to mirror Bill Belichick. And I say this to say that New England doesn't pay a lot of money to their players. I mean, Gronk, Brady, they just paid Edelman. But Brady, I don't even think Brady's in the top five or six quarterbacks being paid. And I'm saying that to say this. What Gruden has done since he's been there, Khalil Mack is up for a contract, gone. Amari Cooper, up for a contract, gone. Jared Cook, up for a contract, gone. Raider Nation, your thoughts. Do I want to keep Rodney Hudson? Heck yeah, I want to keep him. I just don't know if Gruden's ready to tie up all that money into a center. Raider out.
It's a really good call, my man. I've been talking about Rodney Hudson for a while, saying that he needs a contract extension. It was something that John Gruden talked about at mandatory mini camp that Rodney Hudson, they're talking to his people immediately and they're working on it and they want to get that deal done. He's a guy that they need moving forward on that offensive line. And all that sounded good. And I believe I said that on the podcast after Gruden said it. But what it does for me, at least right now, and look, I'm not always going to refer back to Khalil Mack. There was a million times when John Gruden mentioned that he wanted to bring Khalil Mack back, and you know that is one of the reasons why he came back to coaching. I know things didn't work out in negotiations. I totally get that. But the minute that he had that glowing review of Rodney Hudson, I thought, oh, man, I hope he's not throwing that out there just to throw it out there and kind of appease the fans for the time being, because I think Rodney Hudson is a guy that you really build that offensive line around. He's been a solid, solid rock, but – Raider Al, you bring up a good point. Maybe John Gruden's trying to be like Bill Belichick. I just talked about him in segment number one, how Bill Belichick is the number one ranked head coach for a reason. He makes good personnel decisions. They don't pay a lot of people. You know, even Tom Brady doesn't get paid top money. Think about that. But he's made so much money in his career, it doesn't even matter. He'll take a little bit less to keep a good team around him. But who knows? You could be onto something. I hope you're not, because I really, really think that Rodney Hudson needs to be on the Raiders moving forward. But you present a good question, and it's something that until they put the pen to paper, get him a contract extension, it is going to be a question. So I would love to hear Raider Nation's thoughts on that. 707-654-4693. Raider Al, you could definitely be onto something. Next call comes from T3 Facts from the 703, calling in with five quick hitters or mic drops, and believe me, they're five good ones. Here he is, T3 Facts from the 703.
Hey Q, this is T3 Raider Facts from the 703. Here are my five quick hits for the day. Number one, props to most known unknown, the heritage and the mystique of the Raiders. And here's the answer, is truly with the fans. Let me ask you this, what other fan base has its own calendar? None other. It's Raider Nation. Mic drop. Point number two, Q, you smoke Craig. Pun definitely intended. There's mic drop number two. Number three, Raider Al. Spot on, my friend, about Jadeveon Clowney. I'm going to keep my eyes on him this year, but there's a particular defensive end free agent set to hit next year that I'm going to keep my eyes on even more. The name is Leonard Williams with the Jets. Now, he was one of the guys on my short list in the draft a few years ago. And also, Raider Al, you got me scared about Raider bathrooms. Number four, the podcast, Q, the podcast you have is gold. Actually, it's silver and black. The fans are driving it. This season is going to be epic. We're going to hook fans all over the country. It's going to ramp up the Facebook page. It's going to ramp up the podcast. And I challenge any fan base to even come close to it. Point number five, I'm going to be listening for that joint Raiders-Dolphins podcast collaboration for the NFL. And Q, you got to throw a Sea of Hands reference in there at some point. I don't know how, but see if there's a way you can work it in. Raider Blind Rage, please call back. T3 Raider Facts out.
Those are good, man. And it's funny, Craig Smoke is actually on vacation the next 4 days. So Thursday, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday, I'll be captaining the ship. And he's on vacation. But that was a good one. I like that. So actually, if you want to tune into ESPN Central Texas from noon to 3 on Central Time, I'm going to be holding it down. I got a bunch of special guests that I'm going to have as co-hosts. So that's going to be a lot of fun shows today, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. And Leonard Williams was a guy that you want to keep your eye on. And, yeah, he's a hell of a player. He's an interior guy, a hell of a player, though. And, you know, I was very high on Quinnen Williams in the draft. And the Raiders obviously did not go with interior line pressure. They went with an edge rusher. I don't know if they'd be in a market for a free agent interior lineman, but you never know. He would be a good addition. And just like I said to Quinnen Williams, I mean, can you really have too many guys that get after the quarterback? And can you have too many guys that are talented giving pressure up the gut? Not really, because that's where quarterbacks hate the pressure to come from, is right at the middle, right where they have to step up. So Leonard Williams is a guy that you could definitely keep our eye on, and he might be worth something if he hits free agency after this season. So definitely keep my eye on him. Now, next call comes from Raider Blind Rage in the 209. He called twice, but I pieced the calls together because his call from Wednesday was messed up. So his first call from today, or for today, is going to be first, and then all of a sudden it's going to go to his call from Wednesday, how it got cut off after 25 seconds. So anyway, you'll hear it. You'll understand it when you hear it. It's Raider Blind Rage. He's talking about his adventures that he had in Vegas. He's talking about Ronald Ali, Last Chance U, and more. So here he is, Raider Blind Rage in the 209.
Hey, what up, Q? What up, Nation? Raider Blind Rage in the 209 again. Hey, I just want to touch base on a couple things real quick. I just listened to Raider Al. His call from Georgia, and I couldn't agree more, man. This has been the best off season as a Raider fan I've ever had. A, for all the great signings and the upswing in the future seems really bright. But second, this podcast, finding this podcast and connecting with all my Raider brothers, which I hope to meet a lot of you here in December, that has been huge for me, and it's made the off season seem so much shorter to me, because normally, man, that off season seems to go on forever and ever, and here we are a month out from preseason. So that's one thing I wanted to say. Another is I meant to say on my last call, we just got back from Vegas, my wife Dawn and I, and my Uber driver was kind enough to drive us by the site of the stadium so my wife could take some videos and some pictures. And my nephew lives in Vegas, and we were having a couple beers in my hotel room, and he's like, man, I just don't like the idea of the element, the kind of people that the Raiders are going to attract. And I said, yo, you mean like me? He said, yeah, just like that. So anyway, I just wanted to share that. I'm listening to Wednesday's podcast. What I was saying is that, Ronald Ali and the whole Last Chance U. I watched the first three seasons before I even knew about your podcast, and season four is coming out the end of this week, I believe on Friday. And I love the show. And another thing I mentioned is that all Netflix shows have audio description for the blind, so that really fills in the blanks for me and makes it a lot more enjoyable. So that being said, the other thing I mentioned was that 4th of July I wanted to call you, but I went with the family, a bunch of us, the granddaughter and my daughter and so on and so forth, to a Stockton Ports game. And I thought maybe that would hit home with you, being that you're from this area, that you maybe knew about the Stockton Ports. I'm an Angels fan, not an A's fan, and they are an A's minor league affiliate. But I had to get me the Stockton Ports hat, man, the new era fitted with that S and that boat anchor and the baseball on the front, red, white, and blue colors. I thought I could Stockton represent, even though I live in Tracy. So, and the other thing I want to say is that there's Raider gear, lots of nice Raider gear at Costco's up here. I went and bought a couple chairs for the tailgate party, and I think I'm going to go back and get me the Easy Up. They had a Raider wagon, a bunch of great Raider stuff. Anyway, that's all I got. I want to make one more call, and I'll call back about the Raider Mystique thing. And keep up the good work. Raider Nation for life.
Really good call, my man. Sorry that I had to confuse the mess out of everybody trying to intro it, but it's all good. It got done, and a really good call. Like I said, always appreciate hearing from you. And it's funny, your Vegas story was actually really funny, and I love how other fan bases always kind of judge what a Raider fan is or who a Raider fan is. It always makes me laugh, but that's just part of the business, and that's why we enjoy being Raider fans, right? Up next, Raider Rav Rue. I believe that's how I'm saying it. I believe I'm saying it right. Raider Rav Rue in the 916, shouting out his cousin Mikey the Barber, talking about tailgate party, talking about everything he could bring to the tailgate party. Kind of gives him a little bit of a background on everything that he's got going on and everything he's going to bring to that December 15th game to close down the Coliseum. Here he is, Raider Rav Rue in the 916.
Hey, Q, what up? This is Raider Rav Rue out of Sacramento. Hey, first of all, I just want to give a big shout out to my cousin, Mikey the Barber, for plugging me in with the Raiders, the Locked In Raiders podcast. Just wanted to say, thank you, Mikey, for hooking that up. Hugh, I just want to say thank you, man, for doing this podcast, man. Listen to you every day at work. I look forward to hearing every segment, every show you do. Keeps me going in the morning, man, while I'm at work. The other thing, I had sent you a tweet a couple weeks ago, about the game, December 15th. I sent you a tweet saying that, I was bringing the family and, you know, couldn't wait to meet your family and told you that, you know, we're out here in Sacramento, so it's probably be about an hour and 40 minutes to get out to the Coliseum. So for all the Raider family, man, coming from all over, you know, all over the world, if you guys are going to that game December 15th, I told Q on the tweet that, you know, I would provide, you know, barbecues. You know, I bring a couple barbecues. I bring a couple ice chests, canopies. I'll bring extra chairs for those that are just, you know, flying in, you know, and can't, you know, travel with all that stuff. So, I'll be there December 15th. Usually we, tailgate in Lot D. So I know Selena said that, we're going to be doing it in Lot B, I believe. So, that's cool. We can work with that. Yeah, man. So, you know, music, I can bring music, you know, and I just can't wait, man. Can't wait till everybody gets out there to meet everybody that calls the podcast. I know, Chase has the Facebook page going. So I started, Chase, you know, added me on there. So I just want to give a big shout out to Chase for adding me on there. And got to see a few of the fans that are on there. Few Raider fans on there. Raider Al, I believe, had a video going on showing his man cave. Was pretty cool. So I just want to give a big shout out, man, to all the Raider fan that calls in. Want to give a big shout out to, my buddy, Raider Bill. Is going through some health issues, man, recently. I just want to say, you know, to the Raider Nation, man, you know, if you guys can give a little prayer to my boy, that would be awesome. Just, you know, when you get some time, just wish him some luck, man, and hope, you know, I know things are going to get better for him. So if, like I said, if the Raider fam can, you know, give him a little prayer out there, that'd be great. And I will see you guys December 15th, at the tailgate. All right, Q. Thank you, man. Later.
Thank you, my man, for that. I did get your message on Twitter. That's dope. Selena in the OC, she said she's been in contact with you. Should be lots of fun. And also, definitely, prayers definitely up to your guy, Raider Bill. If he's your guy, he's absolutely our guy. So prayers to him. Always want to make sure everyone is healthy, man. Health is number one factor all the time. So definitely appreciate that call. Coming up in segment number three, I got some more calls straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. It's just a couple of them. You'll hear those calls coming up in segment number three of the Locked On Raiders podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders. Your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
All right, here we are, Raider Nation. Final segment of today on Thursday, July 18th, 2019. Got a couple calls that I want to get to straight off that Locked On Raider podcast. Voicemail line 707-654-4693. One's not really as that long. It's not really super long, but the second call is from Hillbilly Raider, and it's a pretty lengthy call. So the first one is from Chris in Oklahoma by way of Stockton, calling in to tell a hell of a story about his life, his way of who he was growing up, how his life has been, and how it pertains to the Raiders' mystique. It's a really, really good call. You got to listen to this one. Chris in Oklahoma by way of Stockton.
Hey Q, this is Chris, living in Oklahoma City by way of Stockton, California. Not a new booty this time, called a few times before. But hey, I listened to the podcast today, and you know, we've been talking about this whole idea of Raider mystique, and I wanted to give kind of my perspective on that, and how, you know, being a Raider fan, going back to the early 2000s, I'm only 30 years old, so that's the majority of my life. But, you know, growing up, I didn't grow up in a good household. You know, my mom was on drugs. My stepdad, my dad left because of drugs. Uncles ran drugs. You know, I lived in some rough neighborhoods, not necessarily like gang infested or anything like that, but a lot of drugs in the neighborhoods that I grew up in. And, you know, I just grew up in my life in these bad areas with all these bad things, and eventually led me to, as a teenager, become a drug addict. And I went way downhill. Long story short, God, I credit my life to God. God saved my life, and eventually went out to Bible college in in Atlanta, Georgia, and God saved me. And everything that has happened in my life, right, all this, the story that I have, which if I ever get the opportunity to sit down with anybody from the podcast, I'd love to share it with anybody, because, you know, I feel like I have a good story to tell. But what I wanted to talk about is the idea of Raider mystique and how Raider mystique, it follows you, right? You grow up with these stories. If you're a fan like me that's been a fan for as long as I've been, you grow up with these stories. You grow up with this mystique. So as the mystique of the Raiders has grown and changed, which the more and more I think about it, I wonder, is it gone, or is it just, are we building it again? Is Gruden the guy that's bringing this idea of Raider mystique back? Like, what really is missing from the mystique of the past? But the more and more I think about it, the more and more I can't, and I credit things to how the mystique of the Raiders, it follows you. It goes with you wherever you go. As you grow up in life, the mystique grows with you. That's why Raiders fans are the way that they are, because we have grown up with this mystique. We have grown up with this way of life where we ride or die with our team. You know, and I'm a diehard sports fan. I watch all sorts of sports, but I will never, ever, ever call myself a fan of any other team. I am a diehard Raider till I die, and it's because of the mystique that the Raiders have that I've grown up with through every phase of my life, whether good or bad. Man, I'm getting ready to buy a house, and I'm getting ready to set up my man cave, and that man cave is going to be decked out in A's, Raiders, and Lakers gear, because I have had this mystique of the teams that I love, especially the Raiders, follow me throughout my life. Man, I hope that blesses somebody. I hope somebody enjoyed that story. I hope people have the same story as me. So anyway, you guys have a good one. God bless you, Raider Nation.
Really good call, my man, about the mystique of the Raiders and how it grows with you. I love it. That's really, really good stuff. And you mentioned sitting down with someone, sharing your story. Dog, look, you can share that story with me. We can set up a time to talk. We've been talking anyway on the podcast about interviewing some people that actually listen and call in on the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. Let's set it up, man. Let's do it. Let's lock it in. Let's lock it in on Locked On. You know what I mean? Let's make that happen. I would love to hear your story, hear your testimony. And I think it's great, man. So that call that you had was really good. It really piqued my interest. And if you want to set it up, you want to have maybe a segment or whatever like that, maybe I'll do a whole segment on your story, you know, just like a 10 to 12 minute segment. It's all good with me. I ain't tripping. So let me know, man. Hit up the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, or hit me on Twitter at your boy Q254, and let me know if you're down, because if you're down, I'm down for sure. All right, good call. Next, and the final call for the show, final call for this segment, Hillbilly Raider. It's a very lengthy call. He's calling in to talk about the podcast, how it pertains to the offseason, speaks on Jadeveon Clowney, John Gruden, his head coach ranking list, franchises in shape for the next three seasons, and even Madden rankings. Yeah, Hillbilly Raider, here he is.
Hey there, Q. It is Hillbilly Raider. First things first, I just want to say, Q, amazing stuff per usual. You're not just your boy Q, you're our boy Q, because I'm pretty sure all of us on this podcast are going to support you and your career regardless of what happens beyond this podcast, but we can only hope it keeps building and growing the way it has. I think it's awesome and not surprising that they want to bring you on for next week for Locked On NFL. I love that you're so humble, but I'm not surprised because how amazing you've done with this podcast. Every podcast, and you've even said it, but every podcast throughout this off season, you know, they take time off, and you're able to produce content every day during an off season, and you've made this off season fly by, and it's so fun. And I'm so happy and grateful that I stumbled upon this podcast when I did, and just the fact that I've been able to be a part of it and see it grow is awesome. The next thing is Dustin from West by God, Virginia, out of Huntington, West Virginia. Thanks for shout out back to you, my friend. Pretty awesome and pretty rare, I would say, to also meet someone else from Huntington, West Virginia. But it's pretty awesome that you've called in. All these new booties that keep calling in, it's just great stuff. But as far as Clowney goes and that topic, Q, I could honestly care less. I mean, yeah, obviously we can keep an eye on him, and if we can get a steal just to have him for a season, it is what it is. But he seems pretty injury-prone. I don't like his work ethic. You know, he's one of those guys that just thinks he should get paid for what he did and what his potential. But he's not worth it. Just like Melvin Gordon, man. Melvin Gordon has potential, and he's shown that he can be worth the money. But, man, all these – it's funny that these two big guys that are injury-prone want their money, and that's why they want their money right now, because they know they will probably get hurt again. So I can't blame them, but I don't think it's worth it. If we're not going to pay someone like Max, who almost never gets injured, you know, we're definitely not going to pay someone like Clowney. But as far as the topic goes for what you're going to talk on next podcast, as in 7-18 on the NFL rankings on head coaches, I think the head coach's ranking and putting Gruden at 15 is honestly, I'm not going to say generous, but I think it's pretty awesome because it's definitely a little above middle of the pack. And, you know, all the coaches ahead of him, I would say, I don't want to say they're better than obviously our coach, but I can understand and see why they are ranked where they're at. So I think it's pretty awesome that they give respect to Gruden to actually make him 15. But there was a interesting ESPN article that was ranking projections for all the 32 teams for the next 3 years. So they project the NFL franchises that are in the best shape for the next 3 years. Now, this is ESPN, and they're just asking a panel of experts, and they rate the teams based on their roster, non-QB, then their QB, then their draft, front office, and coaching. So the scale is roster, 30% of it, quarterback, 20%, draft is 15%, front office 15%, and coaching is 20%, and then they average it all up, and that's how they come up with this total. But the number one on the list for the, you know, best franchise that's the best shape for the next 3 years is Indianapolis Colts, and then followed by New England Patriots, Eagles, Chiefs, and I could just keep listing. But we're all the way down here at 20, and the teams ahead of us that I'm really questioning on, and I'm a little annoyed at this, that they're beating us. Now, just keep in mind, this point system that they're using, all these teams that are ahead of us, like 1 to 20, it's not by a big gap. Not at all. Everyone's very close. But the team right ahead of us at 19 is the Tennessee Titans. Now, don't get me wrong, I know they made the playoffs, but the Titans? The Tennessee Titans are ahead of us, and they're in better shape for the future? Atlanta Falcons are on here at 15, Houston at 16, Baltimore at 17, Carolina Panthers at 18, and then the top 10 all make sense to me. In fact, the top 12. But Green Bay Packers are at 13, and Dallas is at 14. I don't know what Dallas is about to do with their cap management. So, anyway, this is just a whole nother stupid article to keep us preoccupied during the off season, because if you look at their last rankings, they do this every year, I think, but their rankings from 2016 and 2017, all that, you know, they're never that accurate. So, I mean, obviously it's all just projections and these so-called experts and all that, but you know, it's what it is. But if you want to see it, it is, you can find it on Reddit because it's only on ESPN Plus. If you actually have ESPN Plus, you can only view it that way, but the whole list and explanations on Reddit. So thank you, Reddit. One last thank you. I did listen to the Bengals podcast because they had that advertisement that they were interviewing the a ratings adjuster for Madden, for the new Madden game, because everyone's all about the ratings right now before the game comes out. First of all, you interview 20,000 times better. Second, their intro song for the Bengals is garbage. Third, I don't want to keep it all over the Bengals, but it just really, man, it just really made me appreciate you and your elite status, I must say, for how good you are and our show is, just compared to that simple show. It's just above and beyond. But anyway, enough of that. The thing with that is, with Madden coming out, I'm a big gamer from Madden to 2K, you know, sports games and so on. But I was just wondering if you would think about you interviewing a ratings adjuster, because I follow the main head of ratings adjuster on Twitter. And, you know, they didn't have the head one. They had another one that they interviewed. But I didn't know it. I thought it'd be cool to maybe have you interview, because you can probably come up with way better questions and deep dive into it more on you know, how they come up with the ratings. But I was pretty disappointed in the rookie ratings that they gave for our Raiders. And, you know, I do know this year they definitely made the ratings harder to get and definitely rated the rookies, you know, a lot harder than past drafts. But, you know, all our rookies except Josh Jacobs, which might be, you know, correct coming out of college, are rated, in my opinion, very low. I mean, so I just thought it would be kind of cool to, you know, I don't know if there's many Madden gamers that listen to the podcast or what, but if you could just throw that out there on the podcast and just see, get a feel for it for our listeners, see if how many people actually care about Madden. If no one does, then, you know, then obviously forget me even mentioning it, but I just figured I'd throw that out there and give you info on that. So I appreciate it. Peace out.
All right. He's not a big fan of Jadeveon Clowney due to injury and work ethic. That's fair. Not mad at that. He says that 15 was fair as far as John Gruden being ranked. It's something that I talked about in segment number one. I think 15 was fair as well. So we have no disagreements there. The next 3 years rankings, like I told you in segment number one, when you start going through all these segments and lists and rankings and all that other stuff, man, don't even worry about that. I mean, they have a little bit of an idea of what franchises will look like in the next 3 years based off salary cap, age of players and stuff like that, and success of the head coaches. But that could turn around so quick, fast, and in a hurry. I wouldn't even worry about it. Before Sean McVay took over the Rams, didn't anybody think that they were in a good position, right? And now they just came off a Super Bowl. Now it was a Super Bowl loss, but they came off a Super Bowl. So I wouldn't worry about that. But email me that Reddit article anyway. I want to check it out. Your boy Q, that's YOURBOYQ at 1660ESPN.com. And I was tripping off all these players that were mad at their ratings, their Madden ratings. I really couldn't believe that everyone was up in arms. I mean, there was players that were saying, don't go buy the game because the ratings are bad or their ratings weren't cool. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't. I honestly have not played Madden since Richard Sherman was on the cover. I used to get it every single year. It used to be one of those things that I played faithfully at the house all the time. Had people over hanging out, drinking and playing Madden, talking some trash and everything. I mean, that's what I grew up on, but ever since Richard Sherman was on the cover, I really just basically haven't played it just because I really don't have time. I ain't got time for video games like that. But it's so funny to hear about these players that like really, really are tripping off their Madden ratings. So, yeah, man, if you got a contact or someone that I could hit up to talk about the Madden ratings, I could do that too. I could do an interview on that. That'd be pretty cool, pretty interesting, I think, just because I wonder if they realize how much the players would be upset by some of their ratings on there. But who knows? I haven't played that game in such a long time. But if you got a contact guy for me to talk to, let me know. It's all good. I appreciate it. And that's going to do it. That's pretty much it. Hillbilly Raider, he really hit it out the park with his call, but that's a done deal for me. On Friday's episode, actually Friday on ESPN Central Texas, I'm going to be talking to Rob Demoski of ESPN.com about the Packers, and you know that'll close out our NFC North, so that'll actually be on Monday's episode. We're going to talk live on ESPN Central Texas. Myself and Steven Simcox are going to talk to Rob Demoski about the Packers, so I'll have that for you on Monday, but I got some good stuff coming up for you on Friday. We'll have some more calls. We'll have some more discussion about the head coach rankings and how John Gruden came at 15. We'll have a lot of good stuff for you. So until Friday's episode, as always, Raider Nation, just win, baby.